You're listening to a podcast of the Nick Taliaferro Show. Heard here Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 900 AM WURD and 900AMWURD.com.
In the city of Philadelphia, SEPTA buses are as ubiquitous as air. You see them everywhere, but now on some of those buses, images have appeared that are somewhat jarring to those who might be sensitive to the to elements of religion being used as political prods to make people think things that might lead even to hatred or, hopefully not, but also possibly to violence. These ads have been placed there by an organization known as the American Freedom Defense Initiative. Here to tell us a little bit more about how they were placed there, what they're about, and what's being done to counteract them is the Executive Director of the Council for American Islamic Relations, Jacob Bender. Jacob, I saw your name listed as Rabbi Jacob Bender. Is that true? Are you a rabbi?
I cannot tell a lie. The answer is no.
Okay. I didn't think so, but I want you to know that there's some advertisement out there with your name on it as rabbi. You might want to let them know before they start expecting even more out of you.
Well, it would make my mother proud, but unfortunately the answer is I'm without collar.
Well, I can rent you one if you like it, but for the sake of this conversation, first of all, for those who don't know about CARE, because there's a lot of propaganda out there as a matter of fact, the American Freedom Defense Initiative that we'll talk about more has also tried to call CARE a terrorist supporter. So for those who don't know or who may have gotten misinformation about your organization, tell everybody a little bit more about CARE.
CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, is a nationwide organization with 30 chapters around the country, and it is a 20-year-old organization, and it is the largest and most influential grassroots Islamic defense organization in the country. Half of its work is legal, defending Muslims from facing discrimination in their workplace or from government snooping and intimidation. And the other half of the work we do is educating the American public about Islam and the Muslim community and the diversity of views and the compatibility of Islam with democracy, freedom, and tolerance. These are values that are held universally by Christians, Jews, and Muslims and other faith groups. And the vast majority of Muslims in this country are thankful to be here and adhere to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and want nothing more than to live in peace and with their neighbors. In fact, this is ordained in the Quran, which says that if Allah had wanted to make us into one nation, he would have done so,
yeah.
But he chose to make us different so that we might learn to live
from each other, yeah.
Yes, and learn to live with each other.
Well, I mean, that lesson needs to be heard by more and more people. I always tell people that if you read in isolation certain passages from the Bible, you get the wrong picture of that as well. But
Deuteronomy 17, and the Hebrew people came into Canaan and slew all their men and women and children and farm animals and goats and chickens and destroyed their villages. Now, is this the Bible that Martin Luther King or Pastor Niemöller or Pastor Bonhoeffer followed? I dare to say this is not their Christianity.
Well expressed, sir, and great theology as well. Well, that's the organization CARE, and all of my interactions with members of the organization have been absolutely congenial, helpful, friendly, and positive. But along comes this group known as the American Defense. Let me make sure that I'm
the
getting
American Freedom Defense,
Freedom Defense Initiative. Yeah,
a misnomer if there ever was one.
I would have to say so. At first, up in New York and other places, we were hearing about these posters and placards that were going up that were expressive of a certain level of hatred or a certain level of intolerance, might be a better word, toward Islamic groups. But the next thing we know, there's a sign on buses that or signs that they wanted to put on buses that basically stated, quote, Islamic Jew hatred. It's in the Quran, showing a Palestinian leader sitting as though he is having lunch with Adolf Hitler. SEPTA accepted that before they realized what it was all about, tried to stop it. Tell us a little bit more about that fight, about this group trying to put these posters on the buses and SEPTA's fight to try to keep them off.
Well, Nick, the AFDI has been doing this around the country in San Francisco, Washington, New York, and now Philadelphia. And it is a exceedingly well-funded group, as are many of the extreme right-wing Islamophobic groups in our society. And these people are convinced irrationally that Muslims are somehow a fifth column and are a danger to the body of the Republic. This reminds me nothing so much as Senator McCarthy shouting about communists under every bed during the 1950s, or about the irrational fear in this country of African-American men to white women. You know, our country has been rife with fear. Many people forget that the almost word for word, the exact canards and insults being thrown at Muslims today were thrown at Catholics and Irish and Italians and Jews in this country over a century ago. This has been the ugly side of American society, the xenophobia, and the idea of putting up walls between ourselves and our neighbors, whether it's legal walls forbidding immigrants to become full citizens or physical walls along the Rio Grande. Walls do not make for peaceful coexistence. It is just an invitation to hatred and violence.
This organization, I mean, calling them pro-Israeli is actually to understate the case. They are rabidly opposed to Islamic culture and Islamic influences. And in the name of being advocates for the nation of Israel, they pretty much want to wipe out that which is Islamic and to decry any tolerance of Islamic culture. At the forefront of this organization is a Pam Geller. Who is she?
Geller.
And who is she, and how did she become so prominent?
I do not know much about her personal background, and nor do I think it's particularly relevant. What we can only go base our reaction to her is upon her words and her and her actions. And clearly, she feels that her very life is somehow threatened by the advancing Muslim horde sweeping across America. And one of their slogans is stop the Shariaization of America. Sharia meaning Islamic law, which guides the actions, daily actions of Muslims and such things as health and diet and marriage and family law. And excuse me if I've missed this, but I don't see 5 million or 6 million Muslims out of a population of 300 million in this country somehow being a danger. I mean, where are these like so-called Muslim hordes or Shariaization sweeping across this country? I mean, this sounds to me like a souped-up modern version of the D.W. Griffith film Birth of a Nation, which somehow, you know, pictured African-American men as a danger to the safety of every white woman walking around the South.
Yeah. The movie that pretty much gave birth and validation to the Klan. We're speaking with Jacob Bender, the executive director of CARE, about these new posters that, if you have not seen them, you will be seeing them soon on SEPTA buses that declare Islamic Jew hatred. It's in the Quran, featuring a confab between a clearly Palestinian leader and Adolf Hitler.
I mean, for instance, one of the many falsehoods in the ad is the line underneath the photo, which claims that Mufti al-Husseini was the leader of the Muslim world. I mean, nothing could be farther from the truth. He was a local Palestinian leader. I mean, most people who don't know anything about Islam think that there's a parallel or an identical quality between Arabs and Muslims, where Arabs are only 20% of the Muslim world. The vast majority of Muslims live in Indonesia and Malaysia. And during the 40s, these people didn't know about Haji Amin al-Husseini. They had no contact with him. He never traveled around the Muslim world gathering followers. He was a local Palestinian leader who, because of their anti-British fight against British colonialism in Palestine, made allies where he could, along the old adage that the enemy of my enemy is my friend, a policy which our president seems to be following right away with supporting groups in the Middle East who are far from democratic, but who seem to be supporting American interests at the time.
Well, the thing that this group, the AFDI group, is doing is that they're trying to say that it's not simply the terrorists who are dangerous, individuals who clearly demonstrate that they're willing to use violence and death as tools of propaganda. They're saying that the real problem is the very culture of Islam itself, that where you find Islam, you're going to find a seedbed for the type of murderous terror that we're seeing around the world. So we must eradicate the culture of Islam from our communities. Am I reading that right?
You are reading that absolutely correct. The AFDI ads argue that Islam, by its very nature, is violent, anti-Semitic, misogynist. But shedding light on these issues shows the falsehoods over and over again of these claims. For instance, many critics of Islam have pointed to female genital mutilation as a product of Islam. And yet the two countries in Africa with the highest percentage of female genital mutilation are Ethiopia and Eritrea, both of whom are Christian countries. So these are, cultural phenomena which should not be confused with the religion of Islam. Also, for hundreds of years during the Middle Ages, Jews fleeing Christian countries found refuge in Islam. Fleeing Spain in 1492, when the Catholic Church and the King and Queen of Spain threw out the Jews, hundreds of thousands found refuge in Morocco, Tunisia, and in the Ottoman Empire.
Well, this group comes along now, and they're saying, no, 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 Jacob, you've got it wrong. Nick, you've got it wrong. And anybody else who thinks that living next door or in the same community with Muslims is a safe proposition, you've all got it wrong. They are murderous people, and they are fueled by a hatred that is based upon and founded in their sacred writings, and therefore we cannot tolerate them. Let's make some posters and put them on buses. And now, SEPTA, our transit authority in this region, will have to carry those signs for at least 30 days.
Correct.
But this is not being done without some voices being raised in opposition. Chiefly, this morning, you and the organization that you are the executive director of staged an action of your own. Can you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, we were out leafleting buses in the morning. We will continue to do that through the duration of the ads being up on the buses. We want to use this moment of hate and transform it into a moment of love and understanding. Also, we have written to SEPTA urging, asking, pleading for them to donate the proceeds that they have received from the AFDI to print the ads and to donate those monies to organizations helping Philadelphia's homeless population. In this way, we hope to transform an act of hate into an act of zakah, the Arabic word for charity, mm-hmm. and an act of love. Because, these people are simply deranged, hateful human beings. And, there were many people, again, in the last century who, in this country, who said the exact same thing about Catholics, that they were controlled by a foreign power, that Catholics didn't know anything about, they could not live freely in a democratic society, mm-hmm. And that because many people in the anarchist movement in the United States were, in fact, Italian Catholics, they assumed that, again, Catholics were prone to violence.
Hence the execution of Sacco and Vanzetti.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Jacob, we've got to take a brief pause. Do you have a few moments for us? We'd like to open the phone line so that people can talk to you a little bit more, if that's okay.
Sure, my pleasure.
Jacob Bender is the Executive Director of CARE, Council on American-Islamic Relations, and we're talking about the group that has put posters on buses that'll be traveling around the city. The name of that group is the American Freedom Defense Initiative. And what they're trying to tell you and me and everybody else is that Islam is dangerous and hateful by its very nature and therefore should not be tolerated. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Jacob Bender and with you right here on 900 AM WRD. Let me give you the phone number so that you can call in and join our conversation. We are at 215-634-8065. That's 215-634-8065. If you're outside of the Philadelphia listening area, call us free of charge at 866-361-0900. 866-361-0900. We're back after these words.
Want to join in on the online discussion? Let your voice be heard.
Follow us on Twitter at 900AMWURD.
And tweet us using the hashtag on word.
Or visit 900AMWURD.com.
We're speaking to Jacob Bender, the Executive Director of Council on American-Islamic Relations, better known as CARE, and we're talking about the work of an organization that calls itself the American Freedom Defense Initiative, but they're putting some posters that are pretty hate-filled on SEPTA buses, and CARE is trying to counteract it with words of kindness, education that would build relationships. Am I saying that correctly, sir? And welcome back to you, Jake.
Yeah, you are, and as you know, the mayor and many religious leaders held a press conference on Tuesday morning to denounce the hate-filled ads. CARE was one of the organizers of that press conference. One quick point is that it is important to note that we, as the civil rights organization, we're not against the SEPTA taking the money for the ads. It's a tenuous position that sometimes even our supporters do not understand, but the First Amendment is sacrosanct in this country, and it has served the interests of marginal groups as well. It was utilized during the 1950s and 60s to buttress the civil rights movement. True. And we need to make sure that government is not in the business of regulating free speech, even hateful speech, as the Supreme Court has urged.
It should be known that SEPTA also fought against this, but the courts forced them to put him on there. Let's get to some of the phone lines. We're speaking with Jacob Bender. Daoud in Andorra, thank you for your call and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Nick. How are you?
I'm fine, sir, and welcome.
Good. I just want to bring you and Mr. Bender up to date. Nick, I want to thank you for, I met you some years ago, and you gave me some advice that I took you up on.
Hmm.
It proved to be profitable.
Wow.
And I don't know if you recall it, but I asked you some advice about going into voiceovers.
I remember that, yes.
You told me to go for it, and I went for it, and it's working.
Well, man, look, now I got to get advice from you later on. So I'll get...
Thank you for that. Mr. Bender, you and I met a while back also. You were at an event that we had at Masjid Allah, and I gave you a ride back to your destination.
Yes, thank you, sir. I do remember. I'm very happy to hear you again.
Good. Nice to hear you also, and I really appreciate you standing up for sensible people. What I want to say about this whole conversation is that it's really strange that the people who are putting these ads up are saying all the bad things about Muslims, and if you examine this act for what it is, it doesn't seem like it's an act to engender peace among the people, but it's an act to incite animosity. So who is the bad one here? Who should the fingers be pointing at here? That's all I'm going to say on that particular part. Now, I think that we as Muslims should actually use this opportunity as an opportunity to get closer to the community at large, to let them know what Islam really is and have wholesome dialogue with people of Philadelphia and those who may be visiting Philadelphia, and let them know what really, and also demonstrate what Islam really is by not falling into allowing these ads to get us, make us emotional and act irrational, because that's one of the tools of the devil. And I think because the devil will definitely incite you emotionally, and if we act improperly, then we will be the bad guy. So we want to be very careful not to fall into that trap, because this is nothing but a trap.
I one of the things, and I thank you for that, Doug, I've noticed that you've been very careful, Jacob, to make sure that people realize that this is not a demonstration against SEPTA. We're not trying to destroy property or deface property. We're simply trying to enlighten people. Am I hearing that right, sir?
Yes, absolutely correct, Nick. In fact, at the press conference, the imam from Masjullah on Tuesday, Imam Mikhail Shabazz, who's become a good friend, stated that the proper response of Muslims is not to deface buses, not to attack SEPTA riders, not to intimidate people on the street, but to engage in a respectful conversation with riders and with the city at large. And that is what CARE is attempting to do by its educational work, even
gotcha.
Before this controversy started. But it's particularly hateful that, unfortunately, these ads have gone up during the Passover Easter holiday.
Yeah, how about
which is
that?
A time of people coming together, of sharing the Passover meal with Jewish houses, of attending church on Easter Sunday. And it's a time of renewal and redemption of the earth based upon the natural cycle of the seasons.
Right.
And for us to witness these hate-filled ads during this sacred time is really doubly hurtful.
Let's get back to our phone lines. We'll check out Nabila and then Reverend Joe. Nabila in University City, thank you for your call and welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Nabila.
Good afternoon.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Bender.
Wa alaikum salam.
Of course, this is a very emotional, stirring conversation, and I don't have my notes with me, but I've done some research on the different changes in immigration laws, and I really think that the United States had no idea what effects it was going to be when they opened the doors to Asian countries and Arab countries and things of that nature. So that's one dynamic that's feeding in. But also, a lot of people try to paint this picture the United States is this land of just heaven on earth. And we have to understand that until reparations are paid to the descendants of Africans who were enslaved here, the stain will remain on this country. I don't care how fair-seeming they may make it seem.
Yeah.
That psychic effect is going to remain on this country until they fess up to what they have done, only to the national people who were here before the Europeans came, but also to the...
But how would you apply this to the discussion at hand with the American Freedom Defense Initiative? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that it's just a continuation of the same old song. And I do agree with the strategies that CARE has announced and giving to the poor and the homeless. I'm very much in favor of that. But let's not act like, this is something new. This is not anything new.
Well, I think you're right. It's not new, but I mean, I think it's a little different. Are the members of the American, and thank you for that call, Nabila, before we go to Reverend Joe, the members of the American Freedom Defense Initiative, are they mostly Jewish or all Jewish?
We're not quite sure. I know Pamela Geller is a Jew. Her cohort in bigotry, Robert Spencer, I'm not sure about. And
right.
Beyond the two of them, I'm not sure that there's a staff or a real organization behind them. Beyond the two of these people, who obviously have access to a great amount of...
Yeah, it's some shadowy deep pockets there.
Money.
Yeah.
As a specialist in marketing even, I think the ads are ridiculous. They're, poorly designed, poorly written, and full of falsehoods. But again... their aim is not quality in advertising, and we probably should be thankful they're as unintelligent as they are. But The point of the ads is to stir hatred against Muslims.
Gotcha.
And as Nabila said in the last call, this is not something new in this country, that there's been a strain of nativist xenophobia, a hatred of foreigners, hatred of the other, which has existed from the founding of the Republic all the way up to the present.
Let's get to our final call. Reverend Joe in Mount Airy is waiting to have his say, and appreciate your patience, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon again, Reverend.
Good afternoon,
Mr. Bender,
man.
I applaud the work you're doing, and I think they have the wrong group on the back, on the side of the buses. They ought to have the Ku Klux Klan on the side of the buses. That was founded by a Christian group, a minister. And I think Sunday night's coming, they're going to have another Jesus movie coming out. Judas is black, but everybody else is another color. So we're the ones on the inside of the buses. Go ahead, Nick. You listen to somebody, because you always do. But thank God, I'll hang up and listen.
Urban Joe, I tell you, you really know how to find the right.
We need a response also, based upon some degree of humor as well.
True.
One of their billboards they put up in other cities, said that care is Hamas in America. And I've been telling people
really?
That got it right, that what they really should say is that care is hummus in America.
And if anybody's ever been over to the Middle East and had some real hummus, let me tell you, it's a good thing to have. So if you're hummus in America, give me more of it. I'll tell you that.
Amen.
My understanding is that there will be a press conference held at Masjid Allah tomorrow.
Yes.
That you'll be participating in. Could you tell everybody about that?
Yes, it'll be planned as a citywide rally of Masjid Allah organized by that mosque and their clergy, and we urge everyone to go. And it starts at 11 o'clock.
Jacob Bender is the executive director for CARE, the Council on American and Islamic Relations, here in the city of Philadelphia, talking to us about the posters that have been put up on SEPTA buses by the American Freedom Defense Initiative, a pro-Israeli group that rapidly seeks to erase Islamic culture, saying that it is by its very nature hate-filled, particularly against Jews. Jacob, thank you so much for your time today. I hope to see you tomorrow at Masjid Allah.
It's been a pleasure to be on your show again.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much.
Be sure to listen to Nick Taliaferro right here, Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 900 AM WURD and 900 AM WURD.com.
From 4 o'clock to 7, I'm your little slice of heaven. I'm your radio Reverend.